new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning. People are talking about the primary tomorrow. We'll have coverage after 7 p.m. Today, we're watching the weather. You may want to mow. There's some rain in sight. Pacer people are really excited, and a congressman speaks live at 8:30 this morning. It's 8:06. I'm Steve Lindell, live in the WMUN studios, saying hello to listeners all around Muncie, Yorktown, throughout Delaware County and beyond. Chicagoland is on. Mike Rhodes is listening. I see your backyard and your hot tub through your IP address. And Mama had a good talk with her in the backyard yesterday. She thought the dogs were going nuts in our yard. Those were the neighbor dogs. So easy to hear those dogs. Do you have neighbors with dogs that bark? All right, let's get on to our weather. I mentioned that today may be a good mow day. Here's meteorologist Paul Poteet.
Good morning. Some of that energy that's been spinning away and causing so much trouble in the plains for the last week is beginning to creep to the east. And so we've got rain in the forecast pretty much every day this week at some point each day. Today, it's just plain showers. It'll be mainly in the afternoon on the lighter side with a high of 74. A chance of an evening shower, then quiet overnight, low of 60. Doesn't stay quiet tomorrow, though. Periods of showers and thunderstorms, and some of those could be severe as we head into the afternoon, with Tuesday's high 77. Chance of evening storms, then quiet overnight Tuesday night, low of 58. And it looks like just evening storms on Wednesday, late afternoon or evening, but those could be severe also. Wednesday's high up to 80.
All right, we will watch that weather and the possibility of severity like we always do on WMUN, the rest of our Woof Boom radio stations. Gas, 337 is the Indiana statewide average. According to GasBuddy.com, that's down 18 cents from this same time last week, and 27 cents below the national average. Cheapest gas is Lafayette, $3.07 a gallon, though if you drove from Muncie to Lafayette to fill up, the math probably wouldn't work out very well. Just guessing. News summary in a minute. Lighter side of news first. Here's a snapshot of our day.
It's May 6th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Nurses Day, which is actually the start of National Nurses Week. The day is meant to raise awareness, acknowledge, and honor the contributions of nurses and the vital role they play in society. National Nurses Week ends on May 12th, the birthday of Florence Nightingale. Also on this date, in 1954, English athlete Roger Bannister became the first person to run a sub-4-minute mile with a time of 3 minutes 59.4 seconds at the Iffley Road Track in Oxford, England. And the series finale of the hit sitcom Friends aired in 2004. Nearly 53 million Americans tuned in to watch Ross, Rachel, Chandler, Joey, Monica, and Phoebe say goodbye after 10 seasons on the air. If it's your birthday today, you share it with baseball great and Hall of Famer, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, born in 1931, and actor George Clooney, born in 1961. I'm Tushar Saxena with your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Part of our daily talk is sports. 4 o'clock this afternoon, Power Hour. Mark Forster on those Friday patio shows. He has fun in downtown Muncie outdoors. That's always great, but he's in the studio today through Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. He might be talking about the MAC championship bound Ball State softball team. They won over the weekend to close the regular season, and the tournament starts on the road later this week. Now our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. His message was hopeful, as he is impressed by young people today that go to Ball State University. Stedman Graham.
They're so smart. They have so much potential.
The commencement speaker was on WMUN's Delaware County Today Friday morning, the day before. About 3,000 graduated at campus ceremonies.
I'm John Herrick. And they meet again tonight to begin the Eastern Conference semifinals. The last time the Pacers met the Knicks was in 2013, a series the Pacers won, thanks in part to this play by Roy Hibbert, called by Mark Boyle and Slick Leonard.
Anthony got away from George, took it in, and Hibbert recycled the shot.
Pacers general manager Chad Buchanan said
stamina and focus and concentration are going to be a big, you know, intangible to which team wins this series.
John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Last week was the first time we had interviewed John Catino at the Delaware County EMA since the total solar eclipse.
You know, we put together a video that we pushed out with all the public safety and a couple of my buddies, Brian Conlon and Dave Irwin. They kind of chuckled at the fact that one of the things I said in there was bring a bucket full of patience. And, you know, they kind of laughed about that. But after the eclipse, I was like, hey, I think people listened because we didn't have any traffic issues whatsoever.
Though crowd estimates were placed at 30,000 from Mayor Ridenour, far fewer than a 100K prediction, emergency personnel as well as radio was ready for anything that day.
I'm Peter Killeen. With no representation from the Redwood Foundation, Anderson City Council denying the request for American Rescue Plan funding. According to the Star Press, Council denied the request for $62,000. The foundation originally requested a grant of $246,000 for a cure violence prevention program. The 62 grand was terminated on April 5th, and the Redwood Foundation appealed the decision of the committee.
AT&T expanding its network across Indiana.
The company is pouring just over $1 billion into its Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, and Evansville markets. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
You have one less day to wait to see Caitlin Clark with the Fever because the lone home preseason game moves up a day. This Thursday, 7 p.m. accommodates the Pacer playoff schedule. Jared Boomer had first word on that Friday. Things you didn't know yesterday, a study funded by Wrigley says that student math scores improved when they chewed gum during tests. And concrete is the most widely used man-made building material in the world, more than 10 billion tons produced annually. Quoting, watching with disgust, some of the words of Delaware County Prosecutor Eric Hoffman in a statement dated last Tuesday as he referenced what he called illegal activity at campuses in various parts of our country. He also wondered, quote, why protesters were allowed to set up tents overnight on Ball State's campus, and also wondered, quoting, what is the university going to do in a month or two when people want to camp out by the duck pond, unquote. IPR and Star Press reported on one or two instances of two tents being set up near the Frog Baby area on campus. The ACLU of Indiana is suing Indiana University over protests. Statement says that IU violated the rights of people who chose to participate and that the one-year ban from campus is a violation of First Amendment rights. May is American Stroke Month, and medical pros are urging you to take steps to keep yourself safe.
The American Stroke Association says strokes happen about every 40 seconds in the United States, but you can help protect yourself and others by remembering a special acronym.
We use the acronym FAST. F stands for face drooping, A stands for arm, S stands for speech difficulties, and the T is for time to call 911.
That's Tim Harms, Senior Director of Communications for the American Heart Association. Learn more at stroke.org. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Radio Pachus and Wolf Boom Radio have been learning from each other for about a year and a half as we've shared ideas and best practices for better broadcasting. Sherry Meyer is leadership consultant, and we spoke live Friday on WMUN News Radio.
Northern Uganda, where we are located, is a place that does not have every household, every person does not have access to clean water, electricity, internet, some of the things that we rely on. And so there are not newspapers in the local languages here in northern Uganda. So there are not televisions because of lack of electricity. So people rely on radio.
Next week, I embark on a journey there to visit and learn and broadcast back to WOBC land. More to come. the timeline of a murder conviction. Brett Busby has that.
Last month, a Madison Circuit 4 jury found 63-year-old Curtis Williams guilty of murder for the December 2022 stabbing death of his wife, Claudette. Last week, Judge Mark Dudley imposed the maximum sentence of 65 years to be executed in the Indiana Department of Corrections. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
Quoting, "Public officials can act as individuals and endorse anyone they choose," unquote. The words of Chad Kinsella, associate professor of political science and director of the Bowen Center for Public Affairs and Administration. "We have heard and seen public officials endorsing political candidates in recent weeks, but," Kinsella says, "the only time the law may be violated is if a public official uses their official resources for campaign activities, campaigning while in public time and using staff for campaign activities. The primary election in Indiana is tomorrow."
This is about to be the eighth meeting in the postseason between these two franchises, and they meet again tonight to begin the Eastern Conference semifinals. I'm John Herrick. In the regular season this year, the Pacers won 2 out of 3 games. Right before the All-Star game in Indianapolis in February, Knicks forward Josh Hart said the state of Indiana did not have much to offer on his roommate's show podcast.
"They do got a White Castle there, and I love White Castle. It's the only solid thing about Indiana."
Games 1 and 2 are in New York. Games 3 and 4, though, are in Indianapolis. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. Delaware County Redevelopment Commission paid for a promotional mailer sent to 35,000 homes in the county, boasting about economic development work by county commissioners. According to the Star Press, taxpayers footed the bill for the flyer. Muncie police searching a reportedly stolen vehicle when they uncovered a grenade in a backpack, leading to the bomb squad being called in and businesses being evacuated. Fox 59 reporting 38-year-old Randall Moon Jr. of Indianapolis arrested in connection with the incident. The search happened on Madison Street, involving a U-Haul pickup truck that was reported stolen Wednesday.
The Muncie Skate Park. What's the status, Brad Marshall?
I personally have not been as close to that project. I know Hunger Skate Park. Some of the local councilmen and women have also been passionate about that project, but it is moving forward.
President of the Muncie Parks and Rec Board on WMUN last week about the West Side Park venue. The two front runners for Indiana's 5th District have been trading jabs leading up to the primary tomorrow. Kurt Darling reports on why the nomination is still not a lock for them.
Early voting turnout is low in the 5th, just north of Indianapolis, and with 8 candidates vying for the GOP nomination.
Because if they can get their supporters out there, they have a chance. And with low turnout, anything can happen.
Hamilton County GOP Chairman Mario Masolamani on Wish TV. The 5th is Indiana's most expensive primary this year, with $6.7 million in campaign money having been spent. A majority of that has been attack ads between Victoria Spartz and Chuck Goodrich. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Lighter side of news, things we didn't know yesterday. The average pet owner spends over $4,500 a year on their pet's basic needs. And researchers found that procrastination could be genetic.
All right, there's your local news summary and some softer side of stories as well. We cover news at 20 and 50 each hour on WLBC across the hallway, one of our stations, top and bottom of the hour on Work FM, top on Max. WHBU Oldies 101 Radio News with Bruce Munson in the morning on Mondays and Mitch in the morning Tuesdays to Fridays with updates all morning long. And then afternoon news anchor Peter Killeen gives us new reports of news and breaking stories throughout our afternoon. Plus, there's always WoofBoomNews.com. You can review what we've covered here in the morning, plus breaking stories as well. By the way, that is where you can find the entire unedited statement that Delaware County Prosecutor Eric Hoffman made last Tuesday. We referenced it in our summary just a moment ago, but you can see all of his words right there, right now. You'll have to scroll down a bit because we do post a lot on news happenings all the time throughout East Central Indiana and here on WMUN. Another weather check. Paul Poteet told you about some stormy possibilities. We'll see what the National Weather Service office meteorologists in Indianapolis are saying. That's next on WMUN.
Fox News. Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
The elites want more control through digital currencies in a cashless society. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I believe gold is the answer to safeguard your wealth, especially if you own your gold inside of a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to the number 989898 to claim your free info kit today.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
8:23 in nearby Frankton, we have a news alert from Brett Busby just a second ago. Thank you, Brett. A boil water order has been issued for the town of Frankton. Boil water order through May the 8th, Wednesday. And again, that's town of Frankton. Thank you, Brett Busby, for filling us in on that. That's usually because of a water main break or some other situation with the water. In that sort of a situation. It's 8:23, coming up bottom of hour. Guest Congressman Greg Pence. We'll talk about all things D.C. And some things that are quite dysfunctional, too. I think D.C. puts dysfunctional in the D. I just made that up. Probably somewhat appropriate in some instances. Your work week getting underway with some light rain possibilities, I guess, at some point today. But that, I'm told, is just a prelude to severe weather that is forecast for parts of Tuesday and Wednesday.
With those storms on Tuesday and Wednesday, we are seeing a chance of severe weather with those thunderstorms, primarily looking at large hail and damaging winds. So stay tuned for that as we get more details.
All right, Aaron Updike, National Weather Service, Indianapolis. Paul Poteet reported earlier this hour with similar information. The rain should leave the area by late Thursday morning. Temperatures will also rise as the week rolls on, peaking in the lower 80s by Wednesday around here. WMUN primary election day tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The polls will be open. I've told by several sources
that early voting has been very light. I saw a Madison County report that 5,000 or so voted ahead of schedule so far. We'll get the data for Delaware County when Rick Spangler is able to communicate that to us. He has been in contact several times in the last couple of weeks to make sure people are aware of how to vote, when to vote, where to vote, and all of that. Tomorrow night, we'll have live coverage here on WMUN. 7 p.m. is our start time for that. We'll focus on Delaware County around here, of course, the 5th and the 6th congressional districts, the governor race statewide, and Network Indiana will have coverage with me as well. I'll anchor it from the Axia Command Center here at WMUN, and we'll have reporters, including some at the headquarters in Delaware County, with hopefully some immediate interviews when candidates have figured out who's running for the general election in November. Next item up this morning, I'd like to answer the question before it is asked in about 10 seconds. My answer is no.
Fox on Tech.
You might find yourself being shuttled around by an automated taxi cab soon enough, but would you trust an artificial intelligence to be your pilot on a flight? The U.S. Air Force successfully demonstrated that AI can do exactly that. And while it wasn't taking a leisurely flight pointing out sights from the cabin windows, it was flying its own F-16 fighter jet, carrying with it Frank Kendall, the secretary of the U.S. Air Force. The digital pilot hit its maneuvers at faster than 550 miles an hour and even raced a second F-16, one with a human pilot, in a Top Gun-style simulated dogfight, coming within 1,000 feet of one another. The Air Force already flies remote-operated drones, but this is a computer program learning to fly and making decisions minute by minute, and it is a way to save both money and the lives of American pilots. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
WMUN with primary day tomorrow, the BMV all across Indiana. Actually, it's across, not across. I put a T on the end there. Whoops. Is open today and tomorrow. Special hours. They do that because of state law, I think, because they want to be accessible if you need a valid ID to show at the polling place to go and vote. So not having a valid ID would be something they are trying to forego by being open. They're typically closed on Mondays at the BMV, I think, but they are indeed open today and tomorrow. Special hours. Coming up next, a congressman who's not running for anything. Mr. Pence, next on WMUN.
More than X's and O's, playing high school football has taught me respect for my coaches and teammates, our opponents, and the officials.
On the softball field, I learn how to be accountable for my actions and how they affect the rest of my team.
Every game reminds us that humility means winning with class and losing with grace. I'm Dante Pope from Maryville High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. These are just some of the lessons we learn from high school sports that we'll carry with us for the rest of our lives.
Wins and losses, highs and lows, success and failure, they are all part of being a student athlete and a human being.
Learning how to handle these ups and downs on the field prepares us to handle them off the field, too.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Be a champion of high school sports and the lessons they teach by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing character. This is education-based athletics. This is your IHSAA.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door, Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone, and University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. And there's never been a better time to get started on your future. Apply by May 31st and save with no application fee. As an accredited state university, UMGC has been transforming lives for over 75 years. With more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, personalized support, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Choose the program that's right for your career goals and get started on your next success. Get your application fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
May the 6th, Monday, people are talking about tomorrow, primary election day, but one person out there that doesn't have to worry about it at all is this guy right here, 6th District Congressman Greg Pence, not seeking re-election. Good morning, Mr. Pence. How are you today?
Good morning, Steve. Well, I do worry about it, but I don't have to do a whole lot between now and tomorrow, which the candidates are all running around and trying to get the job done.
Do you miss anything about campaigning, though?
You know, for me, coming back, as you and I have talked over the years, Steve, coming back every weekend like I do and getting out and about, which I did this Saturday and Friday, going out and meeting the folks, that was always, you could call that campaigning, but that was the fun part of my job. And when I came home every weekend, I really didn't have to campaign much when the after my first term, when the election came up, because I got out so much. And that's what I think a representative should do. I think they should be out in the district, come home, where they represent the folks and listen to what they have to say.
One of the things that we reported on, I think it was late last week, Mr. Pence, was your participation in an energy subcommittee hearing on the Department of Energy 2025 budget. You got after it with those guests. You had some things to say, didn't you?
Well, it was the Secretary of Energy, Senator Secretary Granholm, former governor of Michigan. I sure did, and I'm actually proud of the back and forth. I wasn't insulting, but, you know, I wanted to let her know that the people in Indiana don't really think that their plan of moving to electrification of everything, transportation, absolutely everything, is working. And I shared that with her aggressively. She's very smart, very smooth. But their plan, just the administration's plan, just isn't working. And I hold roundtables, as we've talked, Steve, and I shared the results of the roundtable, not my opinion, not my desire. They can't go to the electrification as fast as they're pushing and as fast as they're rolling out money. It was interesting. I know Warren Buffett had his annual meeting on Saturday in Omaha, and he said the same thing, Steve. He said, these aren't good investments. We're overly and too quickly pushing for electric everything. And so I'm very proud of sharing my constituents' concerns about what the administration is pumping their money into.
6th District Congressman Greg Pence on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. You got to hang out with Mario Andretti, or at least you were in the same room with him recently, huh?
No, he was in my room, Steve.
Well, hello.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, you're big time is what you are. What was Mario talking about?
Well, that it doesn't get any bigger than have Mario Andretti come and see you. I arrived, you can put me in the ground from here. So Mario is trying to get an F1 team where he could race all over the world. He's got Andretti Global, and you know Andretti's are building an office, their headquarters, in Fishers, Indiana, not too far from where you're at the moment. He's passed all the tests. He's got the money to do it, but for some reason, the committee, which is an international committee, isn't awarding them the team status. And so I said to Mario, why are you coming to me? Of course, I'm an Indiana congressman, and I joined, and we put together a letter from all the Indiana congresspeople and more. I said, why are you coming and talking to me about it? He said, well, we think it might be a little anti-U.S. getting a team. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. So he said, I want to get a little political pressure or show that, you know, our government supports a race team here in the United States, because there are three F1 races already in the United States. Just this past weekend, one of them was in Miami. So I not only did he come to my office, but the next morning I did a press conference with him. Victoria Spartz, the 5th District Congresswoman, and John James, who is from Michigan and is the sponsoring organizations for Mario's team. So it was fun.
Did you get some good selfies or something? Can I see those somewhere or not?
I sure did. They're on pence.house.gov.
All right, very good.
We posted them.
Greg Pence is the congressman from the 6th District of Indiana. I understand also you were talking a little more about something you've shared with me and our audience, President Biden administration's minimum staffing rule, and there was a health subcommittee meeting. Talk about that, and what's the status of that minimum staffing rule?
Well, we have talked, Steve. I appreciate you bringing that up. This is the administration has said is requiring more nurses, particularly in nursing homes. There aren't enough nurses out there to hire, and I shared in the committees many times this. My bill actually went through the committee last week, so I'm very proud. And not going over things that listeners have heard. We just have a nursing shortage, and I'm leading the fight in Congress to help bring more training for nurses and to put a spotlight on the fact that the biggest problem in healthcare right now is a shortage of nurses and professionals and doctors, particularly in rural areas.
Congressman Pence, I see you have an upcoming meeting with the Indiana Motor Truck Association talking about their workforce development and supply chain issues. Are you going to ask about driverless semis, too, while you're there? I'm just curious.
Well, I do know, I'm a serial trucker. I owned trucking companies in my former lives. And so we'll talk about whatever is on their mind at this time. I know that we've got south of Purdue over there, we've got some very interesting test tracks being set up. And that's being led by not only Purdue, but also some companies that do a lot of road work. So I want to hear what they think about some of that. I think they come to me, Steve, is because they know I know the difference between a tractor and a trailer.
I don't think I do, but thank you very much for making me smarter every time I do talk to you, Congressman Pence. On WMUN, we're in the month of May now. Of course, you've mentioned it before. You're a big fan of that race that happens at the end of the month. Do you got any big plans, or is it your similar historical family-type plans for when the big race goes at IMS?
Family type plans. I'm going to have four of my grandsons with me. We'll see how long that lasts. But their mom and dad are also coming, so if the boys get out of hand, then they can take them home because I'm staying to the end.
I gotcha. Thank you very much for the time. For all things constituent services, if they need to reach out to you, your people, or your office, how do they do that?
Thank you, Steve. Pence.house.gov.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Pence. Thanks for the time. We'll talk again soon.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, Greg Pence live on the WMUN. Still to come this hour, this is the month of May. Not only is it race month, but it's also a health-conscious month. And then this story I wasn't aware of. There was a big vote. There's always a big vote on the House floor. Was it last week? Maybe it was the week before. But what I didn't know was what was happening behind the scenes that may or may not have made it onto camera. That coming up before the top of the hour. And then at the top of the hour, a special every week program, 765businessjournal.com. The host, Lethe Pegues, welcomes in a guest for Comic-Con Muncie. That's still to come on this Monday from WMUN.
Listen, can you hear that?
The wedding bells?
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah, I do. It's bachelorette party season at
After Dark.
Tis the season for everything bridal, and making sure your party starts at After Dark is vital. After Dark is your one stop to make the bachelorette party hop.
After Dark.
Get all of your spicy bachelorette party supplies in one place and make it a night to remember. After Dark is locally owned with the largest selection of adult novelties, lingerie, and party favors in the area. Looking for gifts that'll turn that gown upside down? After Dark is the place. The best kind of party is the one that starts at
After Dark.
With three locations on Mounds Road in Anderson, on Johnson in Marion, and on Kilgore in Muncie. To top it off, they're hiring. Apply in person at any location. Have fun when the lights go out with help from After Dark.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, live and on demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Are you financially fit? Your Indiana Secretary of State is providing Hoosiers with the skills needed to gain more control of your hard-earned resources. Track your spending, build an emergency fund, create a budget, and stay out of debt. And if you're too deep in debt, you're not alone. Improving your financial fitness will take some effort, but you can get started right away to become an informed investor and improve your finances. Learn more at sos.in.gov. Sponsored by the Office of the Indiana Secretary of State.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill, then say, "Alexa, play WMUN." Now back to Steve Lindell.
8:43, day before the primary election day in Indiana. The BMV is open today. They typically aren't. I think Monday is their day off usually. But they are open today and Tuesday. Special hours for IDs that you may need to get out and vote between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on May the 7th, primary election day in Indiana. All kinds of people. Later on this morning, the Monday routine will include guest Jeff Mitchell. He is the director of athletics at Ball State University. Dr. Joe Mashevitz, go ahead and spell that last name for you. I'm sure Jeff and Dr. Joe are very proud of those 3,000-plus graduates. Another crop of cards flying the coop. I actually texted that to President Mearns late Saturday, congratulated him and all of his staff and teachers and everybody behind the scenes for helping another big group of Ball State graduates move on to bigger, brighter, better, and awesome things. WMUN weather from meteorologist Paul Poteet says there's a chance of showers today, a thunder possibility after 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Supposed to get to 71 today. And then Tuesday, there is a 100% likelihood of showers and a possible thunderstorm. The 77-degree high will be inching closer to 80 by Wednesday and or Thursday. Next item now is, you know, whenever there's a new month, we're still early, the sixth day of May, there is a moniker associated with months. Here's yet another one.
This is House Call for Health. May is Older Americans Month. The Administration for Community Living leading the yearly observance with a theme this year of Powered by Connection, described as recognizing the profound impact that meaningful relationships and social connections have on our health and well-being. The administration also says it's a time to explore the vital role of connectedness when it comes to supporting independence and combating isolation, loneliness, and other issues. They note several ways you can participate, like promoting resources that help older adults engage, such as community events, social clubs, or volunteer opportunities. Connect older adults with local services, including transportation, which can be a roadblock to establishing meaningful relationships, or encourage adult mentors to youth or peer-to-peer support. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk radio of Muncie. Tell a friend, why don't you? Don't let us be a secret. The WMUN word of the day is quibble. Q-U-I-B-B-L-E. People ignored the main point of the speech and quibbled about its length. Quibble, to evade the point of an argument by raising trivial objections. Do you know anybody that quibbles? I bet you do. Tomorrow morning, 8:05, live in studio, Dr. K, Leanne Kwiatkowski. There's not many more of these appearances that Dr. K is going to do, because she's out of here. She, of course, if you didn't hear the news some time ago, has decided to move on from the Muncie Community Schools, and her replacement all set and ready to go, Dr. Reynolds, and the school is in good hands from Dr. K's perspective, and the handoff to Chuck, as I am told to call him. On WMUN, I'm Steve Lindell. Again, later today, we've always got more coming up, noon to 3 every day. Tony Katz today. That is a midday program talking about breaking news and information, some opinions, some conjecture, some ideas, some thoughts, some emotions. It's noon to 3 today and every day at Tony Katz Today, part of our news talk portion of WMUN's daily broadcast plan. Next item this morning, I didn't know about this until I was doing my show prep just this morning. Flags of a different color on the House floor.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There was a split recently among House Republicans when it came to voting for nearly $61 billion for Ukraine. But there was no divide after some Democrats began waving dozens of small yellow and blue flags on the House floor. Quote, "We should only wave one flag on the House floor," said House Speaker Mike Johnson, "and I think we know which flag that is." A tide of blue and yellow washed over the House during the vote as dozens of Democrats held up many Ukraine flags. New Jersey Democrat Bill Pascrell draped a larger flag over his shoulders like a cape. It was a striking scene, one that drew immediate rebukes from Republicans. GOP New York Representative Mark Molinaro was presiding, and he repeatedly banged the gavel, calling for order. He reminded his colleagues to observe proper decorum. Molinaro declared that flag waving on the House floor is not appropriate. Florida Republican Anna Paulina Luna was even blunter. Quote, "Put those damn flags away," she yelled. GOP Florida Representative Kat Kamick promised to draft legislation that would ban the display of foreign flags on the House floor. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
On WMUN, as we continue to build up and build out our local programming, we have a couple of really neat show ideas. This is called a tease in the radio business. Some really neat and great show ideas that are coming to fruition. We have some meetings and discussions yet this week again. We'll announce when we can what our plans are moving forward. WMUN Content Alert on Wednesday morning at 8:30. We'll welcome in Teen Works. They're the hometown hero of the month for May here on WMUN and WLBC as well. The hometown hero is a grant awarding situation where we take 501c3s, not-for-profit groups, clubs, organizations, towns, whatever, that are needing and deserving some extra added attention. We give them a $10,000 in-kind donation from the radio group to share and to communicate. In their case, TeenWorks is largely about teens having summer jobs, ability to make money, to learn and grow, and I assume stay out of trouble, which is always a good thing. We'll talk to the leader of TeenWorks in the studio on Wednesday morning at about 8:30 a.m. here on WMUN. That same morning, by the way, will be the day after the primary election. And again, building up our programming, this was an idea that I had some time ago, but I've yet to actually pull it off. Well, I did. And Chad Kinsella has been a guest on this program in the past. He will and has agreed to be in studio on Wednesday morning at 8:05 to help us diagnose and do kind of like post-game of the primary. I've asked him to focus on the Delaware County elections that are contested, as well as the 5th and 6th congressional district races and the governor race as well. We'll have additional coverage from Network Indiana on some statewide news and notes. All of that happens live on Tuesday night from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. is the plan. We might stay late if we need to. Well, depends on the counting of the votes and everything. But then again, on Wednesday morning at 8:05, Dr. Chad Kinsella from Ball State University Bowen Center will be in studio to talk about what his takes are with respect to what then had happened the night before. I think that will be very, very fascinating and interesting, and to help us know then what happens next for the general election, because as you know, after the primary is done, all the contested elections then have two candidates, in some cases three, and then you head for November and the finish line, as it were, to determine who wins what and who moves on to various chairs and elected positions. WMUN, we're talking about what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. The pre-feed rolls on Facebook Live. If you have a Facebook account, go to the WMUN Muncie page and sign up for notifications. Follow that page, then you'll be able to see, as often as I remember to do it, and it's almost every day, that I do a video feed from various locations talking about what we're planning to do on the show run list for that day. And also give you a chance to see what color shirt I'm wearing. Because, you know, there's no secrets when you're out there on the interwebs. All right, final item of the day. To Ohio now we go.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A hospital guard going beyond his job description to help a patient in need in Ohio makes today's Dean's List. Ansley Davenport works at Trumbull Regional Medical Center in Warren, Ohio, and is known for being good at his job and a good human. While he was on his shift working in the emergency department, Ansley saw a man whose feet were causing him great distress. He asked if he could help and brought him some water. The two men then started talking, and Ansley found out the patient was there for foot discomfort. He then asked what size foot the man had, which turned out to be the same as him. So without hesitation, Ansley took his shoes off and gave them to the patient. He finished the rest of his shift in his socks. The man was so grateful and couldn't believe the act of kindness. For Ansley, he didn't think twice. He knows that a kind gesture can change anyone's day or attitude. Ansley Davenport, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
All right, a very nice story to end our program today. Every day, 8 to 9 a.m. live in studio and worldwide, streaming everywhere. Pacer people, you'll get the game tonight on radio. All the Pacer games, playoff or not, right here on WMUN. Pre-game starting for a half hour prior to the tip time. Radio coverage in color. We guarantee it. You know, there's no pictures, so it's not in color. All right. Franklin, Indiana, saw you click on to the Alexa device. Tell us who you are. Drop us a note sometime. WMUN at woofboom.com is the email address. WMUN at woofboom.com. I'm Steve Lindell for Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, wishing you a great rest of your Monday, May 6th from WMUN.